Well, I'm all shook up. Not long ago, we brought you a story about Mars quakes. And now tonight, we're talking moon quakes. Yep, a new study of data gathered during the Apollo missions has revealed that quakes as strong as 5 on the Richter scale have been occurring on the moon. For more, I'm joined by Glenn Nagel from NASA's Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good evening, Patricia.
So, Glenn, it turns out that the moon's not the dead piece of rock we thought it was.
Yeah, far more geologically active than had been previously thought for many years. Of course, we've looked at the moon through telescopes. They sent the Apollo missions to the moon. And over more recent years, we've had the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter orbiting around the moon and showing us that there is a lot of activity going on there, particularly these sort of thrust faults on the moon where sections of the moon are shifting one over the top of another, a little bit like in the same way as if you dried out a tomato, you're going to start to get a little bit of a wrinkly surface. So the moon is actually sort of shrinking in size as it cools over the eons, and over maybe the last billion years has shrunk by about 100 meters all around, creating these sorts of faults on the surface.
So the data is from 1969 to 1977. What prompted NASA scientists to look at it now?
Well, it's been looked at, of course, for many, many decades, both international and some Australian scientists working on this sort of information. But it's with the combination of the high-resolution mapping data that's been gathered by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, giving us a view of the moon down to almost 25 centimetre per pixel resolution, quite amazing. And a lot of that data collected through our CSIRO NASA tracking station here in Canberra. And it is by combining that information, they've discovered in particular that these sorts of earthquakes that were discovered from these seismometers placed down by the Apollo astronauts seem to correlate to these thrust faults, these scarps on the surface of the moon. And we've got these sort of idea now that with these shallow quakes, it's because of these shifts, sudden shifts of the lunar surface causing these quakes between about 2 and 5 on the Richter scale. And it's quite interesting to discover this, not only in a place like Earth, which we know of our earthquakes, you have Mars quakes, as you've previously spoken about, we've got moon quakes, we now know about Mercury quakes as well, as all these bodies in our solar system change geologically over time.
So the moon landing happened 50 years ago this July. 5 Earth decades in the scheme of the universe is, you know, obviously nothing. But can we be certain these lunar quakes are still happening?
Certainly, we do know that these are still happening in some way. And a lot of evidence has come from that orbiting spacecraft at the moon. Whenever these scarps shift and you get these sorts of quakes, you will get shifts in the ground. You will see landslides. You will see areas where boulders have rolled down the sides of these sorts of scarps. And we can see those happening on a regular basis. So while we don't have active seismometers on the surface of the moon, we can see those geologic changes happening around these sorts of scarps with these sorts of quakes.
So what does it mean to our broader understanding of the moon and our solar system?
If you really want to understand almost anything in science, you have to study something and then compare it to something else. So understanding about the earthquakes here on our own planet, you cannot just understand everything about them in isolation. So having examples of other worlds across our solar system can actually give us a much better understanding of what's going on in the interior of our own planet. You know, is there shrinkage changes happening below the surface? Are there magma shifts going on? And we can look at these other worlds and compare the seismic data and the geologic features that change over time to our own world and understand how it works much better.
Your workplace just outside of Canberra proudly shares the history of the Apollo missions. What might President Trump's bid to, and I quote, return to space in a big way mean for you?
Well, it's quite fascinating, actually. At the moment, it's probably one of the busiest times in spaceflight history with over 40 missions out there. And now, of course, talk about returning to the moon in the next 5 years. And not just a single nation doing that, but many nations working together. NASA is actively working with many partners around the world. What can they bring to the table? What technologies? And there are things that can be done even by our own country, Australia, in contributing to that effort, even beyond the communication work that we currently do. And of course, now you have the private corporations, like the Blue Origin by Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, and SpaceX with Elon Musk, they can help to take cargo and vessels and exploration vehicles to the surface of the moon as well. So it's going to mean for us a lot more work, a lot more effort. We're already training right now for the very first return of humans to the moon over the next few years.
Amazing. Hey, Glenn, thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much.
Glenn Nagel is from NASA's Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex, and this is RN Drive.